Anxiety. Okay. About, give me a specific example.
If we fail exam.
Yeah.
Then we go getting depressed.
Okay. That's the example? Or you're more to it? What I'll do is, I'll give the example, right? See, anxiety is do with more with future, right? But this is the example you're giving me. It's more related to fear, okay? A child with maths exam, okay? He works really hard. He promises various people, I'm going to get certain marks. Does it very hard, works well. He writes the exam. He expects 50 or 40, but then gets 30 and fails. He fails here, then what he did, he works more harder, literally works hard, and gets 70 in his second exam. Is this failure? Or is it negative or positive? It's positive. He needed that failure to launch up. He needed that failure to make them understand that somewhere around, he's not doing something correctly. So correct that, he'll get the marks. The problem what happens is when you fail here, some people sit in that failure. I am not worth for nothing. I am not good at maths. Finally, your friends will come around, make more fun. Oh, what happened to your marks? Today you failed. I passed. Then mother, father will come. What happened? Look at the other child. He got 90, you got failed. Slowly, listen to you will think that I'm horrible at maths. And then max exam will come. Anxiety will start. All these tensions will start. Right? What I do is, what I tell people is, again, this is not anxiety, it's more of fear. If you have a proper plan, there's no tension. I fail. What do I need to do? I fail. I stop listening to people, start working. If you focus on that, it won't have an issue. Failure is a normal process. Right? For example, if I'm standing like this, I can only jump to a limit. But don't you think if I go down, I can jump more higher? That is a pure example of failure. You need to go down, jump more higher. If you're standing like this to jump, you can't jump. Right? Think failure from that point of view. Welcome failure. Failure is the best thing. It is the best thing which shows you what you're good at and bad at. Why? Exams itself is a test which is telling you what you're good at, what you're bad at. Keep working on that. Did I answer the example for that? Now you want to know about anxiety? If you give me the right example, I will tell you the example of anxiety. Or is you're just finding this word called anxiety and picking it up? Or did I answer your question? Go ahead. For me, it's answering question. It's not what question you ask me. I'm going to think and understand what's your example so that I can give an answer to that example and not the word called anxiety. Because anxiety for each person is a different meaning. Right?